Miguel probably thought he was in the clear after his Billboard Music Awards performance. Now, if you need a quick refresher, of course, he tried to jump over a pit of fans during his performance of Adorn. He didn't quite make it across the stage. He landed on a fan. That fan said she was okay backstage at the Billboard Music Awards, but now her attorney says otherwise. She may have suffered head trauma and that she wasn't treated properly on the scene. New York-based attorney Joey Jackson joins me now here on The Ralphie Show. And Joey, what type of case might they compile against Miguel, even though this woman said initially she was okay?
Well, first of all, Ralphie, great to be with you. You know, leave it to the lawyers. Once the lawyers get involved, now she's not okay. She's got brain trauma, head injury. What are my fellow lawyers doing? But listen, here's the reality. There's a couple of things to consider. First of all, I guess he's just not as athletic as he used to be. But that being aside,
right,
you could argue that he was negligent or he was reckless, that is, that he was jumping, and you could reasonably perceive that if you jump, that you could cause harm to someone. But the defense to that, however, is this. People who are at concerts assume a certain risk. It's sort of like being at a baseball game and getting hit with a ball. Can you sue the player? No. And you can argue that certainly at a concert, you don't expect people to be jumping. But in today's day and age where entertainers are entertaining, you certainly can assume and be aware that that might happen.
So I was at the Billboard Music Awards. Matter of fact, I was in Miguel's rehearsal. He
but
did
you didn't
not
get hurt, though, Ralphie, right?
Thankfully, I did not get hurt. I was just waiting for him to get done so that I could finally interview him. But he did not even really move around, walk around the stage. He stayed in one stationary position for the entire time. So certainly this wasn't rehearsed. Certainly this wasn't planned. And maybe that kind of takes Billboard off the hook a little bit. Same with ABC. But as far as the venue and Miguel, I mean, what's this case now, Joey, that she said she was okay initially? Did she kind of wipe out any chance for her to sue Miguel now down the road?
Well, here's a couple of things to be argued. The first thing is about him being stationary. Even if someone is in stationary, you have to expect the unexpected. People are performing, and sometimes performers break out. They do crazy things as he did. That's number one. Number two, as to her saying, oh, I'm fine, everything's okay. Look, she talks to a lawyer, now all of a sudden she has all kind of trauma. Now, you could say that trauma doesn't set in immediately, that there are times when you may be traumatized but you don't know it. When you have brain injuries and you later consult a professional, you go to the doctor and they say, wait a minute, there's something significant here. So that certainly could be the case here, but the other case could be that Miguel's a deep pocket, he's successful, he's got some cash, and they're looking to cash in. What the facts are, what the truth is, that's ultimately going to be for a jury to decide if it moves forward and goes that far.
Yeah, and I think it certainly seems like it will move forward. We'll see if it actually goes to trial or not, though. We'll keep up on the case. And as always, dropping a little knowledge for us, attorney Joey Jackson. Thank you so much, buddy.
Ralphie, a pleasure. Stay out of harm's way, okay?